السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and Durban on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 2nd of January 2025, corresponding with the 2nd of Rajab, 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat, Allah ta'ala grant us husni khatima, and Allah grant us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and apa with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept your khidmat and Allah ta'ala grant you protection. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as. Allah Ta'ala bless you and Appa as well. And Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Munli. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All pray رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Rajab in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, and more than 90% of the countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Chapter 41, Surah Hamim al-Sajda, Surah Fussilat, and verses 28, 29, and 30. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us when the Muslims were praying the noble Quran and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was praying loudly in Salat, then these non-Muslims would come and make a big noise, and Zuhr time, Asr time and so forth, the afternoon evening prayer. Hence that was changed obviously, and then the Salat was being read softly, silently. So Almighty Allah teaches us those people who become an obstacle, impediment, that they want to prevent the Muslims from practicing their religion, what will be the consequences and the results for them? Chapter 41, verse number 28, Almighty Allah states, Zalika, for the crimes that they are perpetrating and committing, Jaza'u a'da'illahi nar, the punishment for the enemies of Almighty Allah is the fire. They will be dispatched to Jahannam and they will stay there forever, everlasting doom and gloom, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64 and 65, where Almighty Allah states, Inna Allaha la'ana al-kafirina wa 'adda lahum sa'ira khalidina fiha abada. Allah has verily cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature and prepared for them the inferno and the blazing fire. They will dwell and stay there forever, eternal doom and gloom. La yajiduna waliyya wala nasira, no protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Lahum fiha darul khuld, for them, these people entering the fire, fiha, so remember, there is for them darul khuld, and that is everlasting doom, everlasting gloom. So that is that eternally they will be staying there, and that will be their abode forever. Jaza'an bima kanu bi ayatina yajhadun, that this is the punishment. We told you the word jaza is a neutral word. Jazakallah can mean Allah reward you. Jazakallah can mean may Almighty Allah punish you. Therefore we should qualify it and always say Jazakallahu khaira, may Almighty Allah reward you with the best of the best. Then you have praised that person abundantly, profusely, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ الثَّنَاءِ, you have praised that person abundantly. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ, so this is the punishment to these people because they keep on rejecting our verses, our signs, although deep down in the inner recesses of their hearts they know the truth. Kufr, you get different types of kufr and blasphemy. This is kufr-e-juhud, where you know the truth, but you still reject it. You reject the message, the messenger. So therefore, they will pay a very, very heavy price for that. Eternal condemnation and eternal doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ahfazna min. Allah protect us from Jahannam. Allah protect us from all these calamities and catastrophes and disasters. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now these non-Muslims, they realize that their fate is sealed now. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, these non-Muslims will say, رَبَّنَا, meaning Ya Rabbana, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ, so please show us. The word is not الَّذِينَ, is أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ. So normally we read الَّذِينَ, so yes, sometimes people make mistake also. So أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ, show us those two groups of people and creation, أَضَلَّانَا, that led us astray, min al jinni wal ins. Show us these two groups of creation that led us astray, min al jinni wal ins. The jinn, the shaitan, whether in human form or whether in jinn form, and human beings. Ya Allah, that you show us those people there. They were dal and mudwil. They themselves were corrupted and they led others to the wrong path. What do we want to do with them? We know we are also guilty. نَجْعَلُهُمَا تَحْتَ أَخَدَامِنَا. We want to then trample on them beneath our feet. Meaning we want to crush them with our feet, that we want to know who they are. And then we will put them, place them under our feet and trample upon them. لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. So that these shaitans, the human being and the jinn, they must go to the lowest of lowest and lowest part of Jahannam and the hellfire. So imagine how they'll be cursing one another. The leaders cursing the followers cursing the leaders. But therefore we need to be very careful that who are we following. Today you find people just want to sit, you understood, with the internet or do it yourself and so forth and look for loopholes, and that is what will happen. Allah forbid. Inna alladhina qalu, and on the other side, verily those people who said, not only said with their tongue, they have the firm conviction in their hearts as well. They say, Rabbuna Allah, Allah is our Rabb, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. They have the firm yaqeen and the firm conviction. It's not our shop, our factory, our farm that is sustaining us. Nay, it is Allah Jalla Wala. The shop, the farm, the factory is just the superficial means. They have the firm conviction. It's not the doctor or the surgeon that gives us cure when he operates. It is Almighty Allah alone. The doctor, surgeon is just the superficial means. So that is the meaning of this verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they remain steadfast. You see, today we are Muslims, but majority, 90% of us, we are sanctimonious, and we have, you must remember, double identity. That we become pious on a Friday, tonight we become pious, tomorrow Ramadan Mubarak we become pious, Laylatul Qadr 27 night we become pious, but then holiday time like now, all hell breaks loose. So that is not istiqamat. Istiqamat means all times, all places, all circumstances, we are connected to Almighty Allah. What will happen to such people? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The malaika and angels and farishtas will draw in droves and droves, will come down to them. And remember this, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. So تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that the angels will come down in droves and droves and droves to them, so upon them in their lifetime, and will give them the glad tidings. Allah takhafu, that don't fear. You're going to leave this world now, your sakarat will start, but there's no fear for you for the past. And for the Allah takhafu, there is no fear for you for the future. Wala tahzanu, and do not grieve and do not be sad regarding the past. So know the future and know the past must you worry about. Wa abashiru, and glad tidings will be given to you. Bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, of Jannah and paradise, that is what has been promised to you. Imagine ordinary mortals, human beings like me and you, angels coming, not one, two, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika, in droves and droves the angels will come, and they will be smiling and giving that person that glad tidings. How many a time in our life we saw a person is smiling even though he's in sakarat. The family members are crying because al-firaqu murrun wa inna bi-firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was crying and saying that, see, my beloved son Ibrahim, his honorable mother Maria Qibtiyah, is only 18 months old, and now he's leaving this world. So now we find that he is leaving this world. So we say, Ya Ibrahim, my beloved son, we are very, very sad with your departure and your separation. Your judai, in Urdu we say judai, Arabic we say firaq, separation. So we're feeling so sad. So we will feel sad, but the person is feeling happy. Now he's going to where his aim, objective was, and that is Jannat al-Firdaus. He's going to meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the Bishar and the Bushra, the glad tidings has come to him already. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us from those individuals that receive the glad tidings in this world before the actual death takes place. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Rajab, 1446, in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Today is day number 454 of the Gaza genocide, and day in Russia and Ukraine, it is day number 1043 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, two jutlas dispatched to hell, and we are very, very happy about that. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. All Israel is guilty and complicit in the genocide. That is what the Haaretz newspaper wrote. Some directly, some indirectly. Because they can do much more, but they do very little. And they say, very good, let this carnage and genocide continue. Let the Palestinians die. And they murder them cold-bloodedly. Just this morning, if you know Mawasi, that's a safe zone, and Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children murdered 10 people, majority of them women and children. Now this, what will you say? 100% war crime, but because they are Jews, because they are Zionists, because they have the backing of America, so therefore they feel they can do as they please. But you see that they are already facing now problems in America. Trump, you're going to have a hard time because you yourself another harami and a big moron. So one lady says she was just handing out flyers and posters there in Israel, Jewish lady, and the police arrested her. And she said she has lost all confidence in the Israeli police. When they treat their own people like that, how will they be treating Palestinians who are third class, fourth class citizens there? Four policemen indicted. Listen to this. That you know the Israeli flag. So it is a white flag, a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, which means Minal Furati Landil. They want to steal the Arab countries, Muslim countries' land, as they are doing now, from the Euphrates River in Iraq, right up to River Nile, and in between they have the Star of David. Four policemen, terrorist haramis, they took the stamp of David, and then they stamped it on the Palestinian's face to show him that we are Jutlas, we are the superior people, you are Gentiles, and we will do whatever we want to with you. These are the haramis. What Hitler did to them, they're doing even worse than that to the Palestinians who got nothing to do with their so-called Holocaust. But the day is turning against them. You will see now as I give you the news. So the ex-defense chief resigns there in Israel. He said, you want that the Haredi community, that is the so-called religious people who are anti-conscription into the army, so they want that they must become part of the army. So he says, no, go to hell, I will not agree with you. So he resigned. No Russian oil for Europe. because 1st of January, Ukraine said, no more Russian oil will be transiting through Ukraine and Kiev. So now you see Europe is without, you must remember, Russian oil. It will just go to few countries, and Turkey, China, India, and few other countries. But majority of Europe will not get it. But this is their own goal for Kiev and for Ukraine. They used to make money because it was transiting them. For Putin, it's very easy. Everybody wants oil, and America, it suits them that they want that. Europe must buy oil from them. They can easily contact the Arab countries and other countries as well, and so forth. Now listen to this, what I was telling you. The Papa dance, no? So now things are changing and getting hot before Trump comes into the White House. There is one of our brothers. I will never condemn him. You can do whatever you want to. You can go to hell for my part there. I will never condemn him. So if you know America, America has got 50 states, 50. So this guy, his name is Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's an ex-marine, guy who was in the army and whatever you. So he took his truck and then he drove it straight into the public New Year's Eve. And 15 of those Americans fracked, and two of them were Israelis who are injured. So is he justified? Yes, he's justified. You are supporting Israel, day and night giving them money, giving them arms to murder, kill our people. 200,000 plus killed and murdered and martyred there in Palestine. So when he, our brother Shamsuddin, sees all this day and night on CNN and Fox and other networks and cable networks there in America, he said, Echanil Rechmak, I'm going to fix you up. I'll teach you such a lesson. And he sent 15 of those American jutlas, whoever involved, straight to hell. We say they shot him. Inshallah, brother Shamsuddin Jabbari Shaheed, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You want the war? We'll bring the war right into your backyard. That's in New Orleans. What happens in Las Vegas? Then what a fairy tale story, they say. In his truck of Shamsuddin, they found the ISIS flag. You remember 9/11? So many buildings burnt and floors burnt, and they found the Saudi passport. These Americans are a bunch of donkeys and morons, you know. They think everybody is going to buy their stories because the whole day people are watching Hollywood, Bollywood, and nonsense Robin Hood. So remember the fairy tale story. So we say, one settler, one bullet. One American who supports Israel, you will get what you deserve. Remember that. I'll never condemn him. I say what he did is 100% justified. You can't be coming and murdering our people as you feel without repercussions and consequences. Not only there, where Trump's hotel is, there in Las Vegas, another truck went inside that area there and showing Trump will come for you and for your hotels and the American interests. I said this 100 times. Anybody cause harm to American interests, British interests, Israeli, India's interests, we will support them, Muslim, non-Muslim. The world can call them terrorists. You supporting Israel, the rogue, the apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, the scum of this earth, and you want we must keep quiet, we must just fold our hands? It can't happen like that, you must remember. People who will condemn these type of things are either ignorant people or they are on the payroll, you must remember that. Ireland is with Palestine, we must remember. And what happens that? That they were marching everywhere, New Year's Day and so forth. Viva, viva Palestina, from the river to the sea. And that is what we want. We want you Europeans, we want you whiteys, we want you the people of justice, people of conscience, that you must take up the plight of the Palestinians. So Children are killed daily by the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Ivory Coast, well done to you, Ivory Coast, that now some African countries are not bootlicking the whiteies. They're telling us that the West is no more the best. So Ivory Coast kicks out the French troops, French army and French personnel. Get out from here. We are not your slaves. You want, we must keep on paying you taxes and so forth. 14 African countries are still supposed to be paying taxes to France after their independence. Get out and pack up before we put a bullet through you. Well done, you must remember. Thousands march in Bangladesh. Hasina must be extradited. You see, Modi and the Indian government, Hindutva, the Hindu government, terrorist government, they learn the tactics from Israel and treat the Muslims as second, third, fourth class citizens and so forth. Look at the Zulum oppression there. They demolish the mosque. They detain and arrest whoever they want and so forth and so on. So remember that Bangladesh, thousands said she must be brought back, extradited there to Bangladesh, then trial. She'll be found guilty and then she must be sent to prison. 100% we endorse that sentiment. Elon Musk, born in South Africa, and then in apartheid time, his family became millionaires. Now in America, billionaire. And he was paying the people to vote for Trump. And now Trump has many, many houses and homes. So he is staying in one of the homes of Trump. So you scratch my back, I scratch your back. All haramis as far as we are concerned and so forth. Moa Salim Karim, this is for you and for all of us who studied in Karachi. Last night I was there by our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsa. So one brother came to visit Hazrat and he is from Reunion. You know where the twins are, Maulana Hassan, Maulana Hussein. So I asked him, he's a Maulana also. So I asked him, Amore Mohana Hassan Mohana Hussein ki tabiat kaisi? So how are the twins feeling, Hassan and Hussein? We stayed in the same room there in Karachi, room 4, you know. So anyway, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. So he said, last night this is, he said that Maulvi Hassan ki tabiat bahut hi kharab hai, he's critical. And remember, the doctors were saying that any time he can just go, he reached that stage, but now he's inshallah improving, he's in the rehab, and he's learning how to walk and so forth. So all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, these were two brothers, twins from Reunion who came there to Karachi. They never knew one word of Urdu, English, Arabic, nothing. They only spoke Creole. I remember we used to laugh that everything we speak, they say, what you talking? But subhanallah, then they learn Urdu, they learn Arabic, they learn English, everything. Wonderful brothers. Allah Jalla Wala grant him and grant all of them Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil, Mustamir. Allah make easy. You South Africans listening, the daggers are out. The Citizen newspaper reports that Zuma, you know, President Zuma of MK, and this side the Premier of Gauteng, Lesufi. So remember, the two of them are plotting against Cyril Ramaphosa, and they're going to stab him in the back, according to the media reports. So you can see that the guns are out and the daggers are out. So that is how life goes on nowadays, you know. South Africa, cry, my beloved country. 12-year-old girls giving birth. The politicians say, what's happening? But you made the laws. You said they can go for abortion on demand. You said that you can have escort agencies. Other words, prostitution will be legal. You said give everybody a condom. You go to the airports, you go here and there. You just find condoms. The children don't know what is there. They think it's a balloon. And then they start blowing it up. People tell them, hey, Baba, this is not there for upstairs. It's for downstairs. You see that? So So you're the one who promote, and don't tell me you guys are examples there in parliament. How many of you are having premarital sex? How many of you are having extramarital relationship? And you're not a good example, let us be honest. Most of you are corrupted to the core. So don't be surprised when this becomes the pandemic epidemic in South Africa, where your 12-year-old, 13-year-old will be giving birth, and it's already happening, and so forth. Some politicians will face a huge backlash now in 2025 because they have too many skeletons in their cupboard and they cannot conceal it, and so forth. Today our program will be 8:30 to 9. Mona Zahid Khan is back, so he will interview our Mona Musa Akudi, Jazawumullahu Khairan, and then 11 to 12, inshallah, we will discuss the Firaq-e-Batila, the people who are on falsehood. So today our topic is Mahi and Nasraniya, what is Christianity? So we'll discuss Christianity today. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abundant Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and read Surah Kahf and make special dua. Gee, Maulana, we have 25 minutes, 24 minutes left for Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Saab, if one loses the ihram top whilst doing Umrah during Tawaf and is unable to cover or find the covering, what is the penalty that needs to be paid?
Now, my brother, you know, for those of you who don't understand what is Hajj, what is Umrah, a Hajj is the pilgrimage and Umrah is the minor pilgrimage. So Umrah is just in Makkah, and Hajj you have to go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. So we, the men, we wear two towels, the upper towel and the lower one. So this brother, yeah, maybe the crowd was so much, so somebody pulled his one, our top one off. So as long as your bottom was there, so then it's okay, my brother. There's no real penalty and so forth. Say, go read two rakat salatu shukr, they didn't pull your down one off. Then it should be dama dam kalender, then not one dam, it should be many dams, then dam it should be, you see. So make shukr to Allah. Therefore, you must know what you are doing there, not just go and in the thick of the crowd and so forth. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Ya Sattaru, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Allah, cover our vices, cover our sins, and cover our shame and everything. And forgive. Give us for our transgression, no penalty. Read two rakat salatu shukr.
Mufti Saab, my father-in-law passed away on the 5th of Rabiul Awwal. My mother-in-law's iddat ends on the 15th of Rajab or the 16th of Rajab. Also, must she come out of her iddat after Maghrib?
Whenever the husband passes away and the wife is alive, now the widow, so remember from time of death, you count 130 days, 130 days. Whether you count it in the Islamic calendar or Gregorian calendar, the result will be same, 130 days. That is if she is not pregnant. Quran Kareem states, Arbata Ashurin wa Ashura. And thereafter, the Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 65, verse number 4, if she is pregnant, that widow, then remember her iddat will be wa ulatul ahmali ajaluhunna ayyadana hamlahun. Once she gives birth, then that will be the ending and expiry of the waiting period and so forth. So both these are enshrined in the Noble Quran. 130 days is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, and verse number 234. Easy reference there, chapter 2, verse 234. And if she's pregnant, then delivery of the baby. So in a case like that, you must count now. You can't be so simple and naive. From time of death, just count 130 days, any calendar, Islamic calendar or the Gregorian calendar. And that is the first issue. Second issue, you see many a time, this is what I say. You must remember when I was in Australia, so I was in Brisbane and Sydney and these places. So they showed me there in Brisbane, this is the Afghani masjid, this is the Turkish masjid, this is the Arab masjid, mosque, this is the Pakistani mosque. So I said, where's the mosque for the Muslims? So they were looking at me. I said, you know what are you all doing here? That you all are mixing up and confusing the people, that all these countries are using some of their culture, their own culture, and passing it off as Islam. Now this year, the second part is a perfect example of that. Typical example. Now my father passed away, right, in 82. So now my mother is in Iddat. Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So thereafter she was in Iddat, you must remember, for 130 days. Now Iddat finish. Now the Indian mentality is this. This is the Gam mentality, which you brought from Dabelpur and Kolwadpur and Saharanpur and Palanpur and Mirzapur. It got nothing to do with Sharia. So now the Indian mentality, by and large, is this. Now when the widow, her iddat finishes, she must go out of her house. She must go to her son's place, her daughter's place. There's no such thing like that in Islam. That is your own custom which you concocted and fabricated and invented and made it part of Islam. It's got nothing to do with Islam. So remember that. Now your father passed away, your mother is in iddat, so now when the iddat expires, she can just stay in the comfort of her home. She starts wearing jewelry, she starts wearing new clothes, and that's a sign already that now her iddat is finished. But our Indian, I don't say all, but majority, they think that that lady, the widow, must leave her home and go out somewhere, take her for a spin somewhere, you know. So take her to the son's place, daughter's place, this place. There's no such thing like that in Islam. So that is what I'm trying to educate you. Many a time, you'll bring your own culture and you'll make it as though it's part of Islam. There's no such thing like that, that she must leave her home. So Sahabiyat used to stay in their houses. What days to go here? And they never happened like that. But one Maulana told them, no, Karmati Nikarwanu, take her out of the house. For what? So now iddat is finished, so she wear the jewelry, she apply the henna, the mehndi, she wear the new clothes, everybody. I told my mother, you're not going anywhere. You're staying here. You wear your new clothes, you wear your jewelry, you want to put henna, mehndi, you do that. I don't want to break all these foolish customs of a hukm al-jahiliyati abhoon. This is jahiliya, which we are passing off as Islam. So we need to understand, one is Islam, and one is our riwaj, our rasam, our custom, our tradition, which we brought in the Lal Kitab and the Red Book, the fairy tales. So therefore, draw a distinction and a dichotomy between the two.
Mufti Saab, my neighbor has a peach tree with a very high wall. His peaches fall over into my yard. Am I allowed to eat from these peaches on my property?
So you're making dua that he, the peaches that belong to him, more and more must fall in your yard, and then you will make bismillah. Is jaiz? No, it's not jaiz. Unless he gives you permission, then is a different thing. But quietly, quietly, it's falling in your yard, and you thinking that subhanallah, that is man and salwa, that this is the food from Jannah and paradise, barakat came. No, it's not permissible. Islam teaches us hukukul jar, the rights of the neighbor. So whether it's a Muslim neighbor, non-Muslim neighbor, you can't be eating the peaches or whatever fruit or whatever it is, and you just eat it without permission. Not permissible. You must take permission from him or her.
Mufti Saab, my son seems to be cracking his voice. I tried to approach the subject, but he says he had no dream. So what is the signs of buluh in a young boy, Mufti Saab?
MashaAllah, yesterday also, yesterday in Bliss of Marriage, this question came to Maa Zahid Khan. So MashaAllah, Maulana, all these questions, that once you ask it, then you must just delete it, please write. But no problem, so people want to know, so we answer it again. So first law you must remember in Islam, The earliest our daughter, our sister becomes baligha, mature, is 9 lunar years old. How does she become baligha, mature? By experiencing her haid and her menses. The earliest our son, our young brother, becomes baligh is at the age of 12, when he is 12 lunar years old. And remember your Gregorian calendar, 365 days. Your Islamic lunar calendar, 356 days. So there'll be 10 days different every year. So you should know that. So 12 years old is the earliest, okay? So how will he, our youngster, our son, become baligh? By ihtilam, by seeing the dream. See the dream of Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Haman's Kraal. So all these type of things, right? So then you are baligh. Nothing happens to that daughter of ours. Nothing happens to that son of ours. So once they reach the age of 15 lunar years, then automatically they are considered baligh, baligha. Now it is mandatory, compulsory upon them. Siyam and Salat and so forth. Fasting, namaz 5 times a day. Fasting of Ramadan. Salat 5 times a day. Namaz, all that compulsory. That is if nothing happened prior to that. Okay. So now you are the father, and now you're asking your beloved son, your voice is cracking. You might see the mustache growing. You might see the hair growing under the armpits and so forth. That does not necessarily mean he is baligh. Remember that. Baligh will be when he experiences ihtilam, the dream. He is telling you no dream. You understand? So don't push him too much, oh father. You speak to your wife. She has much more compassion, much more wisdom on these type of issues. Sometimes the son will find it difficult even to tell his father. So he will be able to express all that to his mother. So let tell your beloved wife that you the deal with your son and our son, and then he will come out and he'll have more confidence in doing that. But when you seeing all this, so make sure he reaches 5 daily salat. Ramadan Mubarak is coming now in less than 2 months. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. So you start preparing him for the month of Ramadan as far as possible, and Allah spare us all for the month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Sahab, can I make dua in Urdu or English whilst making tawaf?
When a person is there in Makkah Mukarramah, whether you are in the state of ihram, consecration, or you are in your normal clothes and so forth and so on, so which are the best du'as to read? You're going round and round the cube. I'm using the word cube because we have many non-Muslim listeners. They wake up early. They listen. So one person, Mr. Kenny Naidu, every morning without fail, he sends me a message. He's listening now also. So remember, he'll give me a report back, how was the program and so forth. So Mr. Kenny and others who are non-Muslims, we call it the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, that is the nucleus, central point of this earth. So we go round and round. So the non-Muslims ask, why you go round and round? So I tell them that you see, when your clothing, my clothing is dirty, we place it in the washing machine. Then it goes round and round, and it comes out pure, white and clean. So the Muslim goes round and round. Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. So whoever performs 50 tawaf, 7 rounds constitute 1 tawaf. So 350 times you go round the Baytullah, the cube, you come out of your vices and sins, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. So pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Now you're starting tawaf. So what do you say? I'm showing you the best du'as to read. So best supplications. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is baqiyatu salihat, the best words to read. Then you read Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best Durood, salawat, salutations is the one we read in Salat. By that time you will be coming towards the Hatim, the semicircle. Now you're passing that, you're coming towards Rukne Yamani. So the hadith in Ibn Majah read, اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. يا الله, I beg of you forgiveness. يا الله, grant me عافية, safety, protection in my worldly matters and my religious matters, في الدنيا والآخرة, in this world and hereafter. When you finish, you have reached the Rukne Yamani. 70 angels say Ameen, Ameen. When I used to perform Tawaf with my wife, you know, so when we used to go, so for Umrah, Hajj, so when I come that part there, I read loudly to remind her that read you also and I'm also reading. And by the time we pass and reach Rukne Yamani, 70 angels there are saying Ameen, Ameen. What a wonderful feeling. And then from Rukne يماني تو حجر أسود ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. So these are the مسنون سنت دعاس to read. You, my brother, you don't know many دعاس, or sister, you want to make دعا in English, Urdu, Zulu. So all permissible whilst performing your tawaf, whilst performing your umrah, whether it's Safa Marwa, whether it's tawaf, so all permissible. Better obviously in the Arabic language, but any other language also permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, is wudu a prerequisite when making sa'i?
When a person is performing the tawaf, so there it is compulsory, you must be in the state of wudu, you must have ablution. So if you are with a big crowd and so forth, then the tawaf, 7 rounds, 7 circuits, will take you half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour maximum, if you're really walking slowly. And remember, sa'i is far, meaning from Safa to Marwa is a long distance. So sometime it happens while you're walking or you're running there between the two green lights there, so your wudu breaks. Then what happens? So we will say it's better that you go and perform and re-perform your ablution wudu, but it's not a prerequisite or a condition. So if a person's wudu broke whilst they are in sa'i between Safa and Marwa, so that also is permissible without wudu. Obviously, with wudu will be better, virtuous and meritorious.
Mufti Sahib, can we make wudu with Zamzam water in the Haram Sharif?
If you know Arabic, then you will see they have some designated places there. It's written Ma'un Eilil Huzu. On the wall you will see is written. That's ordinary water. Some places you will find it's written Ma'un Lishurb. That this is drinking water. And then most of the places you will find Ma'u Zamzam Suqya Zamzam. So if a person uses Zamzam water to perform huzu in the Haram Sharif and so forth, totally permissible. There's no problem with that. So you don't have to run to your hotel and so forth and so on. First of all, to go out and then to come back is so much taklif and so many problems. So you just perform your huzu with the Zamzam water. Totally acceptable. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. When you drink the Zamzam water, whatever intention you make, inshallah, it will be very, very effective. Al Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, born in Gaza al Mubarakah in the year 150, Muhammad bin Idris, and his father Idris passed away when he was 2 years old, he became a yatim, an orphan. Then the mother spent Iddat day in Gaza al-Mubarakah, 2.5 years old now, plus minus, and 130 days, and thereafter they made Mashura and had an emergency meeting. They migrated from Gaza, Palestine, to Makkah Mukarrama. Now Imam Shafi is drinking Zamzam every day. He made various du'as and supplications. First du'a, Allahumma arzuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me abundant and profound knowledge. How much knowledge? He celebrated student day in Baghdad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He was asked by the people, every day you saying my Ustad, Al-Imam Shafi. Tell us one thing of Imam Shafi. He said, Al-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya. How when the sun rises, it illuminates the world. So likewise, Al-Imam Shafi came. He illuminated the world with his knowledge and taqwa and wisdom and so forth. Subhanallah. subhanAllah, barakah of the blessing of Zamzam and his teacher, African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, at the age of 7, Hafiz already. At the age of 10, by hearted Mu'tam al-Malik, the entire book. And at the age of 13, Wakana yudarrisu fil haram al-Makki, is a lecturer in the Haram Sharif. Maybe he wasn't even baligh and mature at that time. At the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil iftah, his ustad told him, go, start issuing verbally, start issuing fatawa and verdicts. You're a genius, O Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi. You see, Zamzam, so don't only make wudu with it, that when you finish your wudu, drink the water as well, and you make intention, Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. So various du'as we should make, totally permissible.
Mufti Saab, which parts of the body has to be covered whilst the woman is in her menses?
The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. But before we go to that, whenever people ask questions, this is the usloob. This is the methodology you have to follow. First, you go to Quran Sharif. Thereafter, you go to Sunnah Mubarakah. The teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, you go to the fatawa, verdicts of the beloved Sahaba, the companions. Then we come to the fuqaha, the jurors, and so forth. So the Quran Sharif teaches us that Surah 2, verse 2, 2, 2, all 2's there. So easy to remember. I read for you. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيطِ, they ask you, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding a lady in menses. They saw the Jews, that they put their ladies outside the house. They saw the Christians doing everything with their ladies. So therefore they had doubt now what to do. Qul huwa adha, it is pollution, it is impure, is napak. فَاَتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيطِ, separate from your wives during her menses. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَدْهُرْنَ, and don't go near her until she gets clean and take the mandatory bath. So we can sleep with our wives while they are in menses. Do not go near them means do not fulfill your conjugal relationship, no intercourse and all that there while she is in the menses. Now listen to this portion. Yeah. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, but Muslim today and the crooked, corrupted scholars also will give you upside down things, advice. Listen to this portion, chapter 2, verse 2, 2, 2. فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَا, and when you are totally clean, you have taken your first ghusl, compulsory bath, فَأَتُوهُنَّا, you, the husband, go to your wife. مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ, where Allah has commanded you to go. And that is chapter 2, verse 2, 2, 2. It ends off, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, Allah loves those people who repent abundantly, those people who are meticulous and particular regarding their personal hygiene and cleanliness. The next verse, Allah clarifies everything. Chapter 2, verse 223. Nisa'ukum harsul lakum, your wives are your plantation, are your tilt. Therefore, in Islam, no oral business, no anal business, all haram, not permissible. Those ayats here are making it clear. Unless you are blind, I can't help you. So we should know that. That is what Quran is saying. Chapter 2, verse 2, 2, 2, and 2, 2, 3. Hadith Sharif Abu Dawood. Sahaba would ask this question. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my wife is in menses. Where can I make istimta? Where can I take benefit from? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma fawq al-izar. Ma fawq al-izar means that the portion between the navel and the knees. You sister, in your menses, you must cover it. Your husband can't be busy there by your thighs and other places and all call that skin to skin, when you are in your menses. He can touch you there by the thigh, all these places, above the material and fabric and cloth, not underneath there and start making creepy crawly business and so forth, you see. So you must remember this. People, they ask all these kind of questions, therefore I have to explain to you in detail. So therefore, you are my sister, you just got married, so you must remember, you should know these kind of issues. When you are in your menses, so then the portion between your navel and knees must be covered, whether you wear your, you all know ladies better than all of us, nighty and this and all that stories, so that is compulsory. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, Ana attaziru, I used to wear the clothing so that to teach people that this portion must be covered, whereas we, the ladies, are in haiz, in menses. Our Islam is the best, is the purest, and we have the best, and we will share it with the rest, without compromising, without apologizing. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.